Egunon, muy buenos días.
Good morning and welcome to the press conference of the film that has just been projected within the official section of the film festival. The film was a French film, La Douleur, Memoir of Pain. To present it, we have the presence of the director, Emmanuel Finkiel, as well two of the cast, the main leading actress, Melanie Thierry, Emmanuel Bourdieu, and three of the producers, Jael Forgiel, Laetitia González, and Nathalie Valette, who's the executive producer of the film. So let's commence with your questions whenever you deem pertinent. Hi, good morning. A question for the director. And Melanie, for the director, it seemed to me in certain moments of the film was almost a gothic terror, horror story because of the anguish, the photography, the anguish which was transmitted there. Could you please talk about this impression that I have? And for the actress, for Melanie, how do you end up transmitting that anguish that she suffers? So for Melanie, the question is, how did you work upon that intensity? Because it's a very intense character who transmits all of that pain. Well, I have tried to find that enormous disorder in the way she thinks and in her feelings to go deeper into those aspects. And then it's something which is quite intimate, what I've done. One appeals to one's own experience, to what we've gone through in our lives and what we've lived through. I'm not too sure, because the truth is that I've not sought. I didn't want to, or I wasn't seeking to know how to transmit that concern or that anguish. I think this is something that one abandons oneself. This is something that overcomes us, and it comes out and it's transmitted. It's transmitted or conveyed through that abandonment of oneself. I'm going to answer your question. Yes, that gothic representation, and as if it was a horror film. Well, the truth is that's not my reference at all. I can see the film and say, well, the truth is, yes, it does have something a slight gothic to it, but it wasn't my intention to do so. Nevertheless, when I hear you ask your question, I believe that it's true. When we want to gothically set something up on screen, the idea is it would be an exteriorization of terror or horror that we all have in us. But the film was to show exactly that, to show you've used the word horror, or was to express what makes that pain exist within us, and why it's such a complex feeling and so thick. And then, as well as the film wants to be a very subjective film, and it wants to get close to the main character, and the idea there was to reflect that internal horror or terror that the character is going through.
Hey, hola. Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. I would like to know what was adapting the book of Duras turning into a film. That narration is very introspective. The director talked about the subjectivity of the character, and I would like you to address that issue. Whatever the case, a director, the only tool a director has is himself or herself. And so therefore, the idea is to try to seek within you, within oneself, what are the mechanisms of our own pain, and try to read and interpret what we're adapting from the film according to this slant. And albeit it's not something external or illustrative, that is a one, is not going to say how I'm going to illustrate what's already written down. The idea is to feel it oneself to start off with, and I think that we're all made more or less from the same flesh. And the pain that she talks about in her story, it's a pain that we all know. It's a pain with which we live, albeit we're not in her situation and her lack and what she's and who's missing in her life. But we've all had people who are missing in our life, and that's my work. That's how I worked with adapting the book and turning it into the film. When you've talked about the subjectivity of the character, could you please clear that up? Have you talked about how you subjectively treat upon the character on how it was written in the novel, or how she explains what happened and took place during that period of time? Yes, the truth is, I have adapted what she wrote in the book, but in films, at the end, you've got to portray a character. From my point of view, it was compulsory to go and to read and go and get to know her biography, to know how she was as a person or who she was, because we filmed the character that she invented, but we're also filming and recording her, because in her diary is supposedly autobiographical. And I must say that the difference that exists between what she's written and then the character who emerges and is portrayed on the screen, what she has lived through, obviously, if we follow her biography, we realize there are two different paths that can be taken. And from this sort of schizophrenia, I believe that's where I've drawn the character out of. And even the idea of doubling her over, or doubling her character, or making her a two at a given time. And that's where it stems from. Next question, please. Hi, good morning. I would like to know whether the narration off camera, the narrative off camera, which talks about the thoughts of the actress, was that in the novel as well? And also the actress, whether she's inspired upon Romy Schneider, for example, in order to portray her role. To a greater extent, and literally, and the off-camera voice is Marguerite Duras' text. But this doesn't really mean much, because we're dealing with an adapted novel in this film. And the fact that we're going to use one of her phrases and we decide that we're going to listen to it, or we're going to change the order, because quite often there are phrases that perhaps appeared at the end of the novel and I wrote them at the beginning, and I shared at the beginning. All of that work, it's compulsory that Her text, Marguerite Duras, is not the text, the words are, and the syntaxis is as well. But when we're talking about an adaptation, we can say that at what level or to what extent it's the original. So therefore, they are her words. But with the distance that any type of adaptation into film requires. They've compared you with Romy Schneider. Well, they haven't compared me. They've said that whether I've inspired my work on her. No, I inspired above all on all of the Duras' heroines, Delphine Seyri, or Jeanne Moreau, or Emmanuelle Deriva, in the way she declines her voice, or to try to find a certain melody that can be like that of Duras' rhythm, but without trying to stick to something specific, because otherwise the result would not have been that good. And plus, it's not what the director told me to do, but I did feel like it being a bit distant, but also present at the same time. I would like to add something in that. Along those lines. That is, small actors inspire themselves on other actors, but with Mélanie Thierry, such is not the case because she's a great actress. But I want to confess something that I myself have seen. She inspires upon her portrayals on life. She inspires upon everyone feels what she feels, because otherwise she would not have been able to see what you portrayed on the screen. If you want to play a role based upon Romy Schneider, no, you failed before you started. He did think about Marlon Brando when he portrayed his role. Next question, please. Are there no further questions? I would like to go back to the idea of dividing the Marguerite Duras' character into two, and whether you did this in the way that the character herself could judge herself at the same time. What was the idea behind that? Yes, there's a little of that, but when the idea of dividing her into two, when I was working on the script, I was working on a script in which the character of Marguerite at that moment finds out that her husband is alive. And in Marguerite Duras' text, she says she falls onto the floor and starts to scream. At a given moment, I said, I don't believe this. I'm not going to be able to ask my actress to do that, because I don't believe that would be that would happen. And I'd already written it down, and at that moment I thought, after intellectually addressing it from the Sartre's phenomenology, for example, I can't, even Marguerite won't believe it. And therefore, in that case, when she appears as two characters, it's just like ourselves. When we're in a position in which we're not stupid and we know what we're doing, for example, you get angry. And all of a sudden, rage continues and you start to insult everyone, and you say to yourself, but I'm not that angry. But the case is, but you continue to be that angry. The same thing can happen with pain and sadness. You cry and cry and cry, and you see yourself and you go, well, we can't talk about judgment at this level, because conscience knows, conscience can't be fooled. And that was the way of showing that, portraying that on a screen, shall we say, in two dimensions. Any further questions? A question which is typical, as it was a period piece, recreating the city and everything on location, how was all that work done?
Je me tourne vers la production.
I look at the producers on to my right because they had a lot of work to do in that sense. First of all,
dans le récit de Marguerite Duras, Paris.
In Marguerite Duras's story, Paris is a character in itself. She gets lost in the city. Paris, the city, is also a character in this sense in the book. And so therefore I wanted the Paris to be as similar as the Paris of that time. Paris was like the big, large cities. It was a dark city. It was like anthracite. It wasn't a clean city that they cleaned the facades. And nowadays, there's no square meter in Paris which is not ultra-modern and ultra-redone and refurbished. So therefore, with the means that we have, we tested, we worked with special effects and all sorts of decorations, and we tried to show and transmit and convey that feeling that there was in the Paris of that time. And also from the point of view of staging it, we didn't want to work as if we were to reconstruct things, because so many things are done when it's staged, for example, when we have to reconstruct and rebuild things and so on and so forth. No, I thought that we had to film the period, record that period of time as we would film nowadays, for example, just simply without having further respect than simply just I wanted to be as modern looking as possible. Any further questions? I'd like to ask Melanie, how internally portraying this screen, how has changed you personally? Well, I'm not too sure whether it's, I don't know whether it's changed me. What is clear, nevertheless, is that from the outset, when you say that you're going to portray Duras, this is something that's almost is overwhelming. And it's like, and just simply tell the story of a young woman who's a modern, who lives in that period of time, and who's going to go through the occupation and the liberation of her city. And she's going to give you a balance of what happened in that war. Quite simply, I have worked with myself, with what I am or what I have inside me, because we continue to be quite close to those characters, and I've forgotten the question all of a sudden. But for example, I've started to smoke again. Yes, that's changed me. And what has moved me is to see me for the first time with that feeling of forming part of the creation of a film. Quite often we're under the impression that we're there just simply portraying a role, and that we have to do this, that, and the other, that sort of as if it was something whimsical, but not here with Emmanuel and with the work he had to shoot the film. All of a sudden, everything takes shape, and this gives you a very deep intimacy, which was and it's been a pleasure to share it with him. That has changed me. That has opened me up to many different things. I was under the impression of understanding what I was doing, and why I was doing so. Okay. Well, thank you very much. End of the press conference. Thank you very much to everyone.